Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. In today's show, True Love, Empower Your Inner Self, I have the pleasure of welcoming your host, Karim J. Kerr, MBA, certified trainer, personal coach, and consultant with 20 years of experience in people and services administration management. Currently, she conducts self-love, empowerment, and motivational seminars. Karim also gives personal coaching sessions to local and international clients on self-love empowerment. Karim and her husband own a homeopathic clinic in Malaysia. She is now working toward uplifting and empowering people of all ages. Her intention is to inspire love that brings peace to humanity and Mother Nature. On her show, she will discuss methods, tools, and use her own personal experiences and teachings to help you engage yourself in true love, work with true love energy, help you look within, and work with true love to have and enjoy a blissful life. And now I'd like to welcome to the show, Karim.
Hi, Karim.
Hi, Courtney.
Well, let's get started, and let's talk about the chapter of the book that we're going to discuss today, which I believe is chapter 4, a lot of this chapter is actually very much about forgiveness, so which I thought was really interesting, the topic for this one is actually, I'm taking a look at it. Oh, it decided not to give it to me. it's actually trust to forgive. Sorry about that, guys. I was looking for it in my notes. So your title for this chapter in your book, True Love, is trust to forgive. So that's a pretty powerful chapter title. What does that mean to you? And why did you choose that for this chapter, for the title of this chapter?
Yes. Forgiveness is one of the very important method tools, or as you can say, but I believe it's a gift that it's given to us to release ourselves from the boundaries or barriers that we unconsciously or consciously that we have made ourselves up into that understanding. So trust forgiveness is actually that when we forgive ourselves or others, it's just that we've got to trust that it's going to work on us. So this whole chapter is about sharing. It's not only forgiveness on people, but it's also to create abundance. And it depicts many other experiences related to forgiveness, because it just helps us to open up, to understand what is beyond forgiveness. Yeah.
Well, you talk about what's beyond forgiveness. Most people think that forgiveness is a pretty tricky thing to begin with. So you talk about forgiveness as a concept a lot in this chapter. You even talk about God showing you the way, and yet still doubting God and still asking questions of why, and why do I deserve this, or why am I going through this? You know, I feel like a lot of people ask those questions. A lot of your listeners probably ask those questions every time they go through a scenario. So, you know, and you did say in the chapter that you did do a lot of studying and reading and so forth. Do you feel like everybody has those doubts? Do you feel like everybody questions those things? And how do you handle that? How do you take those steps forward?
Yeah, I'm very sure everybody has this chapter or every now and then in their life. Personally, as for me, it's when I started to understand how to love myself, and I know life is not all about bed and roses. We do go through obstacles that suddenly we see the same thing reappearing before our eyes. It's like, hey,
did I just forgive and release myself, and why is the same experiencing is happening to us? So, well, in order to the part of understanding when you love yourself, is just you begin to understand that there's perceptions and ideas in subconscious minds that we've been having since we are a child. So basically, we do go through some repetitions of certain things in life that comes in front of us. So when we do this forgiveness, we shouldn't be disheartened that it didn't work. It does. It's just that I believe that it works on layer by layer in terms of removing what is the dust that need to be removed or the dirt or clearing so that we can see further, a little on, and we can move forward. And as personally for me, for example, health, while almost finishing this book, I suddenly had infection in my stomach, and I had to reset my immune system, and it's been like, you know, I was being a very healthy, I'm a sportswoman, a dancer, and etc. So suddenly, you know, I was healing myself, but I didn't know it has really gone deep, and it has extracted my immune. So I was like, okay, what is it? So I believe, you know, it could easily put me off the track of loving myself, knowing that the true love inside me is not real. But forgiveness, as I still believe that this is a chapter of life that I have walked through, and if I don't give my chance again to keep going, I'm going to fall back to the same pit. So I worked on it. I worked on it, and I overcome my doubt that what are the doubts that is handling towards this forgiveness areas that causing me these problems, this help, especially that I have to walk through. So we do go through chapter by chapter of life. That's where, you know, we tend to say when we're going through this, we find, oh, life is supposed to be so. And yes, it is. But sometimes it doesn't work the way that we expect to. So it doesn't mean that we need to punish ourselves for that and curse the environment or the people and just the stars and whatever. So, but you have to work, control the emotion, control the mind and the thoughts, and you have to work on yourself till you get there. And that's where forgiveness really works, and it removes doubts a bit by bit, and it creates a greater ladder of faith between you and Almighty God or whoever you want to believe in. So forgiveness really, really works wonders, miraculously, yes.
You know, you talk, like I said, a lot about the forgiveness in this chapter, and I definitely do have some questions about that. But one of the things that you do talk about in order to achieve forgiveness is going deeper within yourself. And you mentioned this more than once in the chapter. What is your process for this? Because I think that when most people think of going deeper within themselves, I know when I think of going deeper within myself, I probably have a little bit of a different insight in that in most people, but I do meditation. But I know that some people like to do prayer. I know some people will sit just silently within themselves. You know, what is your process? What does it mean to go deeper within yourself? Because I think that a lot of people don't understand what that means either.
Yes, I agree, Courtney. What I understand is like we always believe there is a gift, for example, a situation that we have to face a certain dispute with someone. And when we forgive without the change has happened, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it takes some time. So what is needed is like giving a safe to it. If it doesn't change, it doesn't mean that it's not existed, the meaning of it, or the power of forgiveness. It does. It's just that you got to go deeper inside you and knowing that, okay, that means there's something in ego inside or there's something in you that really, really needs to work on. So, for example, like myself, and I have this affirmation prayers forgiveness, which is like I do share it, and it's a very powerful for me. But I believe in every faith, I do have a way of doing it, but for myself, this has got to do with the mind, you know, and it's got to do with emotion, so it's not got to do with any religion or whatsoever. But it's just got to do with knowing that, you know, you really want to make a change of the situation between you and the person, or you want to make a change between you and things that you want to achieve. So, I wouldn't mind to share it, and it's a very simple affirmation of forgiveness. Here it goes. While you're doing it, you just imagine that you are falling on the feet of the person or the building or anything that you wish to experience a oneness. So you just need to imagine on while your eyes is closed, kind of a meditative time, and just picture it in your mind, on the frontal mind side there, and you just fall on the feet and you say this place like, I forgive you unconditionally. I forgive myself unconditionally. I love you unconditionally. And I love myself unconditionally. I'm accepting you unconditionally. I'm receiving you unconditionally. I'm giving you unconditionally. You are me and we are one. Well, basically, thank you, Lord. You can say that after it. So this is just a simple affirmation prayer, but it works so wonders for me. And it's actually to create... basically, you begin to accept the person or the situation as it is, because it's a clearance. And when you forgive and you forgive yourself, basically nobody would love to be in the same situation as well, neither we or nor we, the other side. So, but there is a hindrance block. So forgiveness works in a sense is to clear that wall and also to create a path that situation can be better than as it is at that moment. So when we say I forgive you and I forgive myself, it's just forgive the person and forgive yourself, because each of us is, we are soul of our own faith, God Almighty, universe, whatever we may call. So basically, we are entitled to this forgiveness, and we don't need to hold it on, because this is where that it creates all the negative impact within us, the mind and body. Yeah. So when you come back to the next phrase, is I love you unconditionally, I love myself. So we accept, we're creating an energy of love within us and through to and within themselves, so that we create, so that it flows to an acceptance. That's where I'm accepting you, I'm giving you the love, and it is like unconsciously returning one and fro, and you're receiving it as well. And then you say we are one. This is all about oneness. So this is the simple forgiveness prayers affirmation that if you wish to do it, and you can do it anytime. So why is it so important? Because we say words, certain times we have arguments, we say all these kinds of words that we don't aware of it, that has the impact of the other side, but it's also impact on us, because we are holding the anger, or we are holding the negative side, but the impact is greater on us than the other side. So when we thought that person has to forgive us, but we don't realize that when we expect, it creates another layer of barrier of non-forgiveness. So that's your ego. It's ego who's fighting within that, that is wrong. I know I'm right. Okay, fine. Even you're right, but you want to clear it. You want to have a better relationship. You want to have a better environment, abundance. You got to bow down, and that's where you got to remove it. So it becomes an opening path of receiving on the other end. And it's also to yourself. That's where the love starts emerging inside you. And you feel more caring, you feel more appreciative towards yourself, because you're doing it. You feel happy, you feel light. So that's where it starts to roll on to that forgiveness, and it creates a wonderful experience after that. Yeah.
Now, with this process that you do, and I do believe that it's an easy process that anybody can do, any of the listeners can do. You know, what got you started in doing that process? What pushed you to start with that process of going within or looking within to find that forgiveness and to find that unconditional love and that bliss? What led you to that point?
Yeah. Well, it's because that I've cried so much in my whole life, right? So, I mean, and I really, really wish to experience goodness, peace, loving. And, you know, I have come across an environment of much raised voice, shouting, arguments, and a lot of negative emotion, and I realized that it has just been a barrier and obstacle to my wishes and experience and dreams. So when it came to the state of when divine guidance came into my life, and I realized that it's an important for me to aware that how can I slowly release all these things that I was not aware that I was holding inside me, and it doesn't allow me to grow from there. And I really wish to experience more love and peace. So that's why I keep working on in myself that how do I create a better relationship with myself that impacts to others as well. Because when we tend to not release and we keep holding, so it becomes like overload in us subconsciously without us being aware. And suddenly when we see the same repetition, it's like again we go, this is not fair, you know. Then there goes again the anger, and this is what happens, creating another space of resentment, grudges, and creates another space of unnecessary experience, which will create a doubt that this doesn't work. This is not working for me. This is not right. And when you keep going that way, in the end of the day, every one of us believes that, okay, this is what it is. We tend to believe the experience that it is created by the past thing, the way we think. It is real. But actually, it's just illusion. And it's hard to believe it is illusion because it's so real. It comes to such experience of pain or anger. And when this happens, let's pray forgiveness help us so much. I realize every moment it happens, it creates more peace. And it makes me more patient and passionate to forgive, continuously doing it. Because I know it's not going to be forever within me. And if I'm going to hold this on, it's going to create more frustration. And I can't even relax myself. I could feel my body. I mean, in these days, sometimes when it does happen, I could feel my body reaction. Because when we keep doing this, we're practicing the humbleness. It creates a humbleness within us. And, you know, it increases the patience of life in looking how does forgiveness really impact. So that's why I keep looking within me, because I know it's very, very, very important for me. Especially when I come from a background as losing love in life, and you know, and a lot of things I have gone through, so I know I have to keep forgiving myself and everything, because low esteem that I used to carry on myself, that I may think I'm not good enough, and it's being put in fact that I cannot live my life happily. So if I'm going to feel continuously not good enough or hypersensitive or worried, and it's not going to work. So that's why I keep looking within. So what more do I need to remove inside me? What are the ideas that I carry about myself, my projections that creating this? Is what first thing I've got to forgive myself, because unintentionally it's just being committed. So I don't deserve the punishment I give myself. Neither I should give to others. So it's just an experience. We work towards it. So forgiveness gives us more broad-mindedness towards to see the situation beyond as it is, and so that we can move forward instead of being stagnant in the same situation over and over again. Yeah, that's how I work on myself all the time.
Now, one of the things that you do mention in the chapter is that it took years to realize within for you to do that. Do you want to talk a little bit about why it takes that long? Because in my opinion, you never stop realizing. You know, you never stop going within. You never stop realizing who you are. It's always a constant learning process of loving yourself and evolving, because we're consistently changing as human beings. So, why did it take so long? Do you feel like that's part of the reason? You know, what's your reasoning for that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, as the time when I start loving myself, so I was more on the surface of the mind thinking and knowing that I got to love, yeah, I love myself unconditionally. I do all the positive thinking practice. And when I kept doing all those things, and I didn't realize, I know forgiveness wasn't a part of the process, But I really didn't know that it was a very important tool for me to increase the love for myself. So, it took on over the years of first relationship with the family and the relationship with myself, because I'm being so hypersensitive is that anybody who is like there is a cause of an argument, and then the first thing that reacts is me. Oh, why did I have to say this? You know, why did I open my mouth? I shouldn't have said it this way. How can I be so stupid? You know, I should know this is going to react. You know, and actually, consciously, you know that you're saying it because you want to say it for yourself, the truth of expression. But then when the situation reverts back and it becomes like, oh, you feel the guilt, you feel like, holy man, I should have done this. And that's where that the forgiveness has to come upon myself. So when I realized this thing, when the repetition was happening as I was loving myself, certain situation was keep repeating. So I was thinking, why is it, what is it that I'm not working towards it? So I realized that when I was not going deeper and accepting the forgiveness, it's actually really, excuse me, to really forgive. And when you really, really forgive, you need to feel the feeling for it and letting it go and just put on some magical feelings of love when you're doing the forgiveness. So the minute I started practicing that, instead of just doing, okay, I forgive you, just by saying it, but there's no feeling attached to it, and no, it wasn't working fully. So when I started to realize that, oh, okay, it's a depth of trust that you know when you're doing it, and you surrender to the force or the almighty or God that you believe in and say, I need your help. I'm doing this, so help me to transmit this off me. And it's very deep inside. You know, probably it's a karma that I've been carrying for my past life. I do not know. But you know, I need intervention. So that's where I realized that the realization come that, whoa, you really, really need to bend down yourself. I mean, basically the ego who we call ourselves and what we believe who we are. But actually, if you want to grow the way things are, the belief that who we are may not work. So that's where forgiveness comes into the picture, knowing that we got to release very deep inside, let it go, just continuously let it go and work on it until it gets there. So that's what I meant, that realizing towards, like, for example, a relationship, reputations is happening to me. But then I've changed. How come is this happening? But then you think that it's not working, but actually it's not. It's just that going deeper, and it's the feeling. And it's the knowingness, and it's a detachment towards and knowing the interventions between the universe and you, and you just got to pray, and when you're doing it, you're feeling, you're really feeling of letting it go. So, yeah, that's what I meant of going deeper inside me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier when you were speaking that forgiveness was not part of the process of realizing within, you know, at least not right away. I believe that's what you said. Is there a reason to that? Like, did you have to build yourself up to working on the forgiveness portion of it? You know, was there a purpose to keeping it separate?
No, it's not a purpose of keeping it separate. It's like, for example, when it comes to the relationship between, just say, for example, me and my second husband. And I've been married last 8 to 10 years. So, there is certain things that we tend to argue, and certain things keep repeating at the beginning stage of my marriage. And because I went into a new relationship, and because, you see, I had a fear of the first relationship didn't work out. So I didn't want to get married. But, yeah, of course, when he came to my life, he just stepped across and, ta-da, I'm married again. So when that happened, the old fears was lingering yet. Even if it's like the love was there, but, you know, it's always happened that when you go into a new relationship or you want to make her the current relationship better, it's just something is still lingering there. So when the fears are still lingering, so you see certain patterns appearing, but in different sense of experience. So what happens then? That's where the mind says, ha, ha, there you go. It's not working. Your love is not working. So when that happens, it's like, no, no, it cannot be. Because I know, I mean, I already reached to this state of power where I am. So when that argument or something, then I say, okay. Immediately, I work on myself. I do my forgiveness prayers, and I do other prayers as well. And when that happens, you see a bit of a layer go on. And when we have expectation to attach that, okay, now it's gone. Fine. If you have that level of power, yes, it may go off and you see a completely change of the whole situation. But if it doesn't, that's because that we have expectation. Now, you see, when we do forgiveness, we shouldn't have expectation as well, because that's also creating a barrier towards it. So, you see, many we need to do with the total surrendering of letting go, like I said earlier, as a feeling. So, that's what happened to me. So, when I realized it, then I have to open myself up, open my heart more, you know, open up, you know, it's just like really, really feeling it like, your wings is fully open and you really want to forgive that current situation because you want to see a change. And you know, when you do the change, it's not that person is changing, it's you are changing. The whole thing is, when we do forgiveness, is many of us has wrong perceptions that, oh, we're doing it for the favor of, he's wrong, he knows that, I'm right, you know. So it's kind of the ego there. So when this is doing, it's not really going to work. So that when you realize that you actually want to change and the change is for you because you do not want to experience the same thing with the same person, you want a different experience for betterment, that's there. You don't attach, you let it be. If it goes off completely, yay, you worked. If it doesn't, work on it again until you break the barrier which was built and creating that very negative experience. Break it until it creates the positive experience. So, yeah, that's how I worked on all these things. It's like, I mean, you need a lot of perseverance and patience towards this to get it there. Because that's where the mind will, you know, we are grown with this belief that we have 95% whatever we are. So when we walk across a new thing, it follows. And sometimes it's not aligning. When it's not aligning, it is where you need to realign it inside you because you want to make it happen. When you do that, you need to bend down, and that's where forgiveness works 100%. That's what I do.
Well, I think it's very interesting, and you know, the fact that you've been capable of finding forgiveness, that's really powerful, because I know a lot of people, you know, they don't understand what forgiveness really is, you know, and they don't for really understand what it could do for you either. And, you know, I think that you kind of cover both in this chapter, and it's very powerful in its own way. You know, I don't think forgiveness is easy, and I think that's what most people fail to understand. Would you agree with that? I mean, do you think forgiveness is easy?
Yeah, I agree. Many people can't forgive easily, because especially when I do my coaching seminar session, I do come across people who is like, they, you know, they'll give me a blank look, and I'm like, okay, do you forgive? It's like, they just keep quiet. And then I'm finally, I have to ask. I say, okay, please raise your hands. Who don't? And majority don't easily. And when that happened, I looked at them. I said, why? It's because I know I'm right. So it's, there, here we go again. It's because of the, how do we carry ourselves for the night, for the years that we've, let's say for we've been like 30 years, we carry ourselves and we believe to be who we are. We are comfortable the way we experience, the way we carry ourselves, the way we think. So it's very hard for some people to forgive and let go the other person because it comes to a judgmental state. No, she or he doesn't have the right to do this to me. It ain't gonna work. It ain't me, you know, kind of thing. And when that happens, it just becomes difficult to understand what is forgiveness. And forgiveness is like, it's sense of forgiving, it's forgiven. I mean, in life is actually many of us have not been understanding that what is the purpose of life. You know, it's like we always want a lot of receiving, but we don't give much. So for me, forgiveness related to giving and opening the receiving more as well. It goes both ways. And it creates an energy within the person to understand that how can forgiveness opening path, you know, that you're willing to forgive. So when you do the forgiveness, it's basically you are giving back the love from yourself to the other side or to back to yourself eventually. It's either way it works. So forgiveness, it's not only it's a reserve to create, to remove the feelings. It's actually to create an energy evolution within so you can grow, and it releases all that thing that is still dangling inside you and letting you experience what you want. So many of us do not understand that it's meant for us. So they always believe, at one point I do, for other person, because we have a barrier of ego, what we carry ourselves. And then it's actually a barrier that doesn't allow that forgiveness work 100%. So, but when we begin to understand forgiveness is actually very much 100% for us rather than that party, because no one will be able to carry the mindset, what we carry, the way we think. I mean, we always find that when we're angry, we feel the person will know how angry we are. But we're not carrying our body. We are the one who's carrying our body. You get what I'm saying, Courtney? It's just like, it's us, it's me. I mean, I, at this current stage I'm talking to you, I'm feeling that, okay, Courtney, understand what I'm saying. But you see, we have the expectation of understanding. But at the end of the day, you are carrying yourself. I'm carrying myself. So why do we have the expectation of another person understanding? If we don't have, it's easier. If we do, let's face a barrier. So that's where the forgiveness happens, is to remove that expectation, to remove the belief that we are entitled, this is our responsibility to make a change within us. The change doesn't happen outside. The change happens from within, because we are carrying our mind, body, our perception, ideas, which is creating the unrealness or realness, whoever wants to believe what it is all about. So yeah, forgiveness works in many, many, many ways how to look at it. It's not only in the spiritual sense, it's of course on the health. Of course on the health, talking about it, it's like myself, you know, walking through the immune, that what I'm going through for the last few years. So it's just that when you keep doing it, so okay, I'm learning more. I'm learning how deep can it go, how deep can it go. And miracles happen, small things, small miracles. We give thanks to it, gratitude, oh, thank you, forgiveness, for coming into our life. That's the other thing. Huh. Gratitude. Wow. So it's a gift to forgiveness. So, yeah, I hope I have explained it. A lot to speak about forgiveness. This can go deeper and deeper in every sense. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do talk about understanding being a part of forgiveness in order to let go. And, you know, with understanding, I think a lot of people fail, and you just hit that on the head. You know, I'm not in your body. I don't know how you feel. You know, you're not in mine. So there's no way for you to be able to understand how I feel. And I think that that's basically a part of understanding, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is basically part of understanding. Now, the thing is what I'm saying earlier on. Why? Because when I do my seminar, coming back to that, I just want them to understand, when you project these things that you want expectation of another person to understand and the part of forgiveness, again, it will create the layer of barrier. So that's where forgiveness doesn't happen 100%. It's just that you don't want to think anything what the other side is thinking or facing or expectation or anything related to it. You only think for yourself, that you are doing it for you. That is 100% of removal, and that's where forgiveness works totally. Totally works. It's just you focus. Why? Because you know you got to clear yourself, your conscious, subconscious, whatever it's related to it. When it's cleared, the next step happens, okay, on the other hand. And again, when you see the experience is repeating, again, you clear it until it's the mirror is clear. it's clear reflection that person is like suddenly becoming so loving towards you, or you know, so loving towards me. And then I realized, ah, there I go, I have changed. So the understanding is to begin with the self first. And when there's no understanding with the self, it's difficult to understand the other side. That's where empathy comes into the picture. You know, I'm a very hypersensitive person as well. So I before I know, it is like somehow or other there's a sense of like, when the person is going through something and I'm in that picture as well, immediately I will feel a sense that, oh, I don't want the person to go through what I'm going through. So sometimes, it's going to be very interesting what I'm going to say. Sometimes it's like we are doing it a favor for that person, but we forgot the favor begins for ourselves. If we're going to create a lackness in that, so it's not going to be happening rightfully for us. But again, it's like Mother Teresa, she keeps giving and giving and giving and giving. Okay, she knows that how it works, the forgiveness, and she found the ultimate truth about it. And I believe that she keeps forgiving. She realized everything that happens, there's a reason behind it. So that's where the understanding begins with the self first. And yes, it's also, it's not the focus, the totally expectation that the other person should understand you. You could understand yourself. When we could understand ourselves, then it's so much so easier that the flow happens of understanding with other parties. Because you know the forgiveness is going to work. So that's what I meant. I hope it's clear.
Well, one of the things that I find interesting about the chapter is the quote that you say that without letting go, there is only a layer of forgiveness. And I don't think that any really looks at forgiveness as layers. So can you explain that a little bit? I mean, do you feel like there are layers or steps to forgiveness in a way?
Personally, yes, I do, but I believe everybody has their own different experiences. So my finding is just that you're still holding, like, and you want to forgive for certain things in life or person or a situation, even like when that happens and somebody died, a close one, then you're really, really, really angry with the Almighty for letting it happen or could have told you, kind of thing like that. So that becomes even a bit a little more sensitive and tough sometimes. But time heals all those things. So when you tend to forgive yourself and the inner situation, what you're doing it. So if you don't fully surrender and let go, you think that you're doing it, okay, it's done. But you're still carrying it. That's where it comes about depression. I mean, for example, like a depression, it is actually hold you back, like a wave of burden inside you, and you're like, okay, I forgive you, and then you walk away with your shoulder hanky, you know, kind of like, yeah, I know, you know, that kind of thing. But it's not really going to work in that sense, you know, it's really not. So that's why I mean, it's like, you know, forgive, you truly want to forgive and let go. It comes as an honest feeling to yourself that, fine, I'm letting it go. I just want you to hang on. Oh, you shouldn't become like, okay, I forgive you. But at the back of the mind, yeah, right. I doubt this. This is like, oh, this is his character. So that's where the judgmental, and you are carrying that sort of thought. So you are creating the barrier inside you. It's not the other person. So that's what I meant is that when we forgive, we got to like really do it honestly, truthfully, humbly, and knowingly that this is going to go for good. And bless it. Bless the person with love and forgive it. Letting go because it's for yourself. You are the one, you need the peace. When you have carried the peace, so it's easier for the person to also feel to be let go. There is a connection of a coherence here we're talking about. So it's very important to aware when you're doing forgiveness, you've got to do it from the really pit bottom of you and knowing that you really want this to happen. It's just not for the sake of, okay, when the person says, I'm sorry, and you will say, yeah, I forgive you, and you walk away. That's not going to happen. Sometimes we think it's going to happen, but we forgot that we are the one who's carrying the feeling. It's not that person. So that's what I meant. It's like to remove it. It's not going to remove by if you don't fully let it go and surrender. It's going to hold you back. It's just the branch is still there. And then you experience similarity towards it, and then we blame. always is happening to us again. So this is what that is very important, to remove the whole thing by letting it go, fully letting go, like, how do you go? And I thank God for giving me this experience for me to be a better person and for me to create a better experience in my life. That's how I do it. Yeah. So it's beautiful, you know, forgiveness works so wonderfully in many aspects in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that you do relate forgiveness to is humbleness. And I can tell you from personal experience, I don't know a lot of people who are humble. So, you know, and I do think that forgiveness and humbleness kind of go hand in hand in some ways. So I definitely agree with you on that. But for our listeners, I'm going to have you explain how those two things go together.
Oh, yeah, humility is the sense of every being, but I know it's very tough. That's again, you know, it comes to relate to what or who we believe we are. So that's where the ego, everybody have a different sense of blaming what is ego is all about. Personally, to me, it's a perception of idea or belief patterns that we have been carrying it from many child. So, that builds the character of individual. So when you build a character of yourself, when anybody says anything bad about you, that's it. There's a defense mechanism just appear in the mind. And even you know that you've done wrong. Some people really wouldn't want to forgive. Say, hey, that's my right. I deserve. I don't know. I'm right. I know. Fine. If let's say both parties is right. Both parties is right in the way. That's good. That's really tough. And that's both parties doesn't want to bend down. And that's where the humbleness is nothing. But if the situation is going to be as it is, I mean, it's going to make it worse. So then there must be a humbleness bending happens for it, the forgiveness to happen. This is where that we have people say, oh, you're so egoistic. But they forgot. When they are saying that, that means they also have the feeling of it, yeah? So humbleness in terms of forgiveness is just that you got to bend. You got to break a little thing inside you that is not aligning for what you want or what you want to experience. And if it doesn't happen, you got to do it again. It's happening and yay, you got it. So it's very important to have this humbleness, humility inside of yours, because we are love. And being loved is full of a generous feeling of yourself, is able to forgive and forget and let go and move on and create new experiences until you're realigning to yourself. When you realign to yourself, this is what happens of the wonderful experience and life becomes easy. I keep repeating in each of my sessions, life is always a stumble of some blocks and stones that we have to walk through. So each moment, it's okay, we've got to practice this. This is why I believe the tools and methods has been given to all by the masters or avatars or divine. It's because that is what it is. This is the energy we face. And I'm very sure even the perfect divine himself or herself experiences the same. But this is what it is. Sometimes you just got to smile and accept. And that is where it opens up the path to create a better experience. If you don't, we are just looking at what life wants to offer to us. And it's really important to aware that how humbleness works in that sense, you know. It's to really be surrendering. It's not to give the way to ego, that ego wins. It's to give the love wins. So that's where, when every of us is practicing this, it's so easy, the environment becomes a better place. And that's where understanding becomes. An understanding approach rather than having an expectations towards it. So that's how humbleness really works together with forgiveness. Excuse me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last thing that I wanted to discuss about the chapter before I bring up my favorite quote from the chapter was the topic of patience. And I saved the best for last because I know a lot of our listeners out there are probably rolling their eyes right now when it comes to the concept of patience.
Yes.
You know, and you bring it up a lot in this chapter, especially when it comes to dealing with others, and you talk about your stepmom, and you talk about, you know, even working with patients with your husband. You know, you bring it up a lot in this chapter. So how do you work on having patience? What are your tools or your steps to finding patience in your life?
Yeah. You know, today we in the world of everything fast track. We have fast food, we have fast cars, we have everything fast. So patience becomes a very limiting understanding towards what life wants to offer us. Patience. You know, there's a part when I was a single mom, and it is like I was having about 40,000 of debts. So I know it's a lot of things that I have to go through. I didn't have a roof over my head, and I wanted to bring, I know my kid wasn't with me, and it was a really bleak moment. Lost. I mean, I know I've been lost in terms of relief, but it was totally lost, my existence. Like, what is life is all about? And and if I've not been patient to know that I deserve, you know, what this whole thing is happening to me, I think I wouldn't be where I am today. So patience, it's a very important tool to actually walk through what life is giving us and experiences for us, to ourselves, yeah? And if you don't walk through it in such patient manner, we want everything fast. Certain things that we make decision in a such like hasty manner without realizing what's the consequences or whatever is going to happen, eventually the decision is going to react back to us. Sometimes I have learned over the years when we want to make a decision, just take a break first. And when you prepare yourself, okay, I'm making this and I'm fully responsible, whatever is going to happen at work. So that's where there's a memento of patient works on you, and knowing that you're giving yourself the strength to make this decision for the next outcome. And once it's happening, you know, the if it's relatively happening, alignment and everything is good, yay, you worked. If it doesn't, all right. You're not going to blame yourself for it. You're not going to blame the others, but you know that this didn't work. So you're going to make another decision and you work on it. Patience is a perseverance, it's a tolerance, it's an energy that gives you a pattern to hang on, hold on to it. And if you don't hold on to it and you have expectations again coming, it's not going to work. We got to hold on to see, understand what is the body, what's the mind, what's the energy inside you or outside of perception is carrying it. That's where patience really helps. Especially in forgiveness, when you're doing it, you know it's going to take, it's coming from within. It's not a tangible thing that you know you can break it and make it and seeing it flow. It's intangible. And it's related to human being. It's related to the environment and energy that you can't see. That's where patience has to be very, very immensely worked in this. Otherwise, it's really going to take a toll towards it. So how I worked on it, it's like, I do breathing, a lot of breathing. I mean, you call it pranayam with love. I do a lot of breathing. Inhale, I do teach this so that it creates a sense of relaxation. And as we speak, sometimes we speak very fast, blah, 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 blah. That also shows that how impatient a patient you are. And when we speak in such a manner of each word, slow and steady on a stern voice, this also shows that what patient level you have for yourself. So patience is actually, it's an energy of the very being that you're giving to yourself, that you're not anxious about life. You're just taking it one step in a head. So it works very well to create every moment for the experiences where, let's say, you want to create money, you want to make money, and of course you need the patience for it. If you don't, you want it now, sometimes it just happens. Okay, if your energy alignment is good, it happens. Isn't it what it's going to do? That's where some people do, that's what happens to some people, they commit suicide or they get angry all the time. So patience is actually all about to not allow the negative emotion to impact inside first, rather than to allow the positive emotion impact. So when the forgiveness we do, so participation works for forgiveness. Why? Because it's a very delicate thing, you know, and it's so sensitive. So you need to have this patience towards it. Okay, it will work. If you want it now, you're just creating another barrier of now. So we got to really give it a flow. Let it be. Okay, let it be. And do your breathing, your meditation, whatever you think that brings the vision, or you need to go out and, you know, be in the environment, nature. Yes, go by it. And there's another thing that I've always encouraged. Of course, I learned from some of the masters, which is very good, is hugging tree. And when you hug tree, it's like I have my clients discover it. I say, can you go and hug a tree? Oh, it's not an end, you know. Can you just find that you don't have hands? And some of them feel so shy. People look at me oddly. It's like, why do you care what things about you? You're doing it for yourself. You just smile. Okay, if you feel that it's so, you don't want to do it. So you just find a time that, you know, no one is there. Or you see, okay, I just want to. Or you just can lean back against it as you're touching. So this is another way how to generate patience, because when you're with aligned with the nature teaches you how to be patient. It's very important to practice. So the many ways of encouraging patience inside of us. I know it's very difficult because we in the past were, but I believe many today in doing meditations also create patience so that for us to aware of ourselves, our emotions, so that we can align and we can get greater experience in life. Without it, it's going to be very tough. With it, with it, oh, wow. It really gives you very, very strong energy to move forward. Yeah, I hope I've explained very well in this case.
Yes. Well, I want to leave everyone with my favorite quote from the chapter, which was, one does not get wisdom through reading. It truly comes from having experience, understanding, practicing praying, and really grasping the meaning of love within by trusting oneself. Working on forgiveness prayers increases the power of trusting within. It really requires a lot of patience and perseverance. So that was my favorite quote from this particular chapter. I thought it was really powerful. It was straight to the point. And it's true. You know, wisdom doesn't come from a book. It comes from experience. You know, they say age doesn't determine wisdom. Experience does. So that was my favorite quote from the chapter, and it really kind of personifies everything that you are explaining. Was there something that you wanted to leave the listeners with this evening?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for liking the quote. Yes, it is very important. In life, we practice forgiveness in humility sense and patience to create wonderful experience of relationships, abundance in many things in life. So I really encourage for everyone, as we practice, this is increase the true love within us. And because we really love ourselves, so we really want to practice all the things to make things happen better for us and also with everyone around us. And that's where it goes. The world, it becomes a better place. And it creates less resentment, grudges. And of course, that's where the disease become lesser, because we are practicing all these things. So I hope that this particular chapter can help many out there. And if you have any queries, please do send an email to me. I'm sure it's on the web. And really thank you for listening. And I'm wishing everybody a blessing of love. Lots of love from me. Thank you, Courtney, for this wonderful moment. Appreciate it so much. And till we meet again.
Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful rest of the month, okay?
All right. Cheers.
Thanks. If you've been listening, you've been listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio in tonight's show, Empower Your Inner Self, True Love, Empower Your Inner Self. I've had the wonderful opportunity to talk to your host, Grim. Next month, we will be continuing with Chapter 5 of her book, which is Believing Within. Her book is Truly Love Me. You can go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and go to True Love, Empower Your Inner Self. The link to her book is there, so you can actually purchase your own copy and read it and be able to follow along. Or you could just keep listening to the shows. This is a lot of awesome material. It's an honor to be able to cover it, you know, and you can definitely go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com to listen to all those shows and archive. So we want to wish you a wonderful rest of the month, and until next time, bye-bye.